Please welcome my warmschluss to the stage.
Okay. Yes. Hello and welcome to my talk about what's been new in Foch. This is supposed to be like a status update of all the things the team has worked on throughout last year. A little bit about myself. I've been using like Linux First Forms for half a decade now and am involved in various capacities, sometimes more, sometimes less. But before going on, I do want to emphasize that the things that I'm about to present, they are obviously a team effort, and I don't want to give the impression that it was all my doings. Okay, so let's see. For those of you who are maybe unfamiliar, or let me quickly say what kind of three things in my mind the word Foch can represent. So the first one would be the actual graphical shell. Foch stands for phone shell. We have a couple of different projects in that space, and they often kind of follow this naming convention. And in a bit more broader sense, it is not just the shell, but also kind of ecosystem of more or less closely related components around that you also need, of which I'll talk a little bit more in a couple of slides. And lastly, Foch can also be understood to mean like a whole project movement that tries to just kind of push mainline Linux further along, and we try to contribute where we can have an impact to make these sort of phones work better for more use cases. This is roughly what the shell looks like. So you kind of have your app overview where you can start applications, switch to different applications. Of course, you have like a lock screen where you can take incoming calls, see currently playing media, and so on. And one of the things that we kind of have a lot in Foch is different plugins. You really don't need to take a look at all of the things there. I've basically listed what plugins there are available, either that you can use like as a quick settings. So if you pull down the top bar, you get different things that you can set up, and those are implemented as plugins. And the same is also true for plugins that you can have on your lock screen, so that you can access, for example, your railway ticket and don't have to unlock the phone. In terms of the stack, this is roughly what we are having. To be honest, this particular diagram is a bit dated, but so you have things like modem manager, network manager for like connectivity. Of course, we're building on top of Linux, and we have regular init systems, components like GNOME session, GNOME settings daemon that like take care of all sorts of things, from brightness to, in case of IIO, sensor proxy, your, let's say, phone orientation, and so on. So basically, as I've alluded to earlier, we have these different components that kind of form the Foch experience trademark, and what like the most important parts are obviously the shell itself. You have a compositor, like Wayland compositor. You do need a on-screen keyboard if you want to kind of navigate a phone. FeedbackD is a daemon that provides haptic feedback, audio feedback, and blinks your LEDs. For configuring settings within Phosh, we have this Phosh mobile settings application, which allows you to configure, for example, some of the thing like quick settings and other things like that. Some of the perhaps lesser known components are Phosh Tour, which is supposed to be like launched on the on first boot, and just give a user like the tour of what kind of things you can do, what the interaction models look like. We have a greeter to kind of like for your display manager to log in into your session, and that's there's two, the fog, like phone greeter, is the old one, and frog, the newer one, which is also as indicated by the R written in Rust. And that makes use of like this libphosh library or the particular Rust bindings in that case. And we have more components like that that are shared between within this software project. Kind of activity-wise, just by commits, to give you a rough overview of in which areas there have been there was work done, and the biggest chunk is definitely like Phosh itself, followed by the compositor. We have things like cell broadcast D, which I'll also talk about in a second. And just to maybe give a couple of numbers, we're still following this target of 6 weeks until we cut a new release. So that has totaled up to 8 like proper new versions, and additionally, like there were 3 bug fix releases when things kind of broke, or we had to adapt to the world breaking things. And yeah, so cell broadcast support is something that has been worked on this year. Also, in the year before that, there were already some bits for on both the modem manager and the Phosh side, but we've kind of expanded on that a little more. We now have this daemon called cell broadcast D, and that is kind of talking to modem manager to fetch cell broadcast messages and provides a storage, and also gives you like a way to configure subscribed. You don't actually subscribe to specific channels, but you tell it, I want presidential alerts, for example. I mean, I don't think those are actually meant to be, those always need to be subscribed to, but you get the idea. And all the stored messages are then viewable in Phosh mobile settings. This looks roughly like this, so you can see both like in the top, the sort of I'm just going to say channels in air quotes that you can subscribe to, or what sort of alerts you want to be notified of, and in the bottom you just have like all the historical messages listed there. And it was pretty cool when we actually saw real cell broadcast messages coming in for like a test thing in Germany, and it not only works on one particular phone, but here we have like a, I think it's a OnePlus 6 and a Librem 5, so sufficiently different phones are in principle able to display these sort of data. Another thing that was being worked on was, so you do have a kind of problem on these phones. So you want, for example, alarm your alarm clock to always go to the speaker and not whatever happens to be currently the default output. There was some work in wire plumber and pipe wire to kind of accommodate this. Of course, we also had like media roles back in Pulse Audio already. And there it also already worked to like kind of duck and cork different audio streams. So if you had an incoming phone call, kind of your music player should maybe not blast out music. And the other thing is all these different media roles, you probably want to have the ability to set different volumes per role, so that you don't run into the problem that you have your volume completely turned down, and your either a phone call comes in or your alarm clock goes off. You do want to be able to hear that, even if the overall overall volume levels are maybe not quite right. If you want to learn some more, there's this link that you can follow up, and maybe the one thing that